So they are the untouchables. They are the unbeatables, unbeaten in KZN for the entire year, and went off to Pretoria, clubbed Waterkloof, came back unbeaten, unbeaten, unbeaten. Coach Derek is with us. Glenwood Boys High School first team rugby team. A couple of you guys are with us. I see you got the team manager with you as well. How's it them, Tembu?
I'm good, dancing yourself.
He's just so well mannered, eh? I greet him. He walks, takes four steps forward, does the nod, and so respectful, eh? Coach Derek.
Morning, Darren.
Welcome to East Coast Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
For everyone wants to know, how do you go unbeaten? How are you that good?
All credit to the boys. They've really been fantastic this season, so all credit must go to them.
Oh, okay, boys. Let me ask you. Coach is giving you all the credit. How is it you guys go an entire year unbeaten? I mean, not even the Sharks can do that.
It's like,
I don't think we can take all the credit. great coach.
For the coach.
But yeah, also the team pulled together just unbelievably. Just the way we bonded, how we got to know each other. So yeah, it was just fantastic all year round.
And so, like, when you guys started the year, I'm going to ask Coach Derek this. When you guys started the year, obviously, no one, I'm sure, thinks we can go unbeaten. And then when did you guys start realizing, like, actually, you know what? We can actually do this thing. We can become the first Glenwood team in history to go unbeaten. And your last two games were not the easiest. Well, your second to last game was against Great College. I mean, that was make or die.
Yeah, it was. Some people spoke about last year about potentially an unbeaten season because of the talent of the team. Mm. Honestly, it's not something we ever spoke about. The boys will be able to tell you that. We stuck to five values as a team. We really wanted to be very clear what a Glenwood boy actually was. So our culture, work ethic, ethos was something that was incredibly important to us. Mm. And that's something that we looked at every single practice session, every single game. So that were the controllables that we judged ourselves on. And the result was never something that we looked at. We kept on saying if we were just chasing an unbeaten season, we were missing the boat. So it was really important for us to look at the boys' characters and how they were performing on and off the field.
Hi, Coach Derek. Hi, Coach. You're looking lovely today. I just was wondering, I mean, like, I care about
rugby. You guys met before.
We have. Who was your hardest opponent? Don't make me blush, guys. What? Siri, are you embarrassed? Who was the hardest opponent?
I think two games stand out for me definitely was the game against Uffies. Up there, we were literally behind with about 2 minutes to go at altitude. So for the boys to come back and win that was an exceptional achievement. And then obviously last weekend against Grey, the 25-all draw, which we felt we were the better team on the day, but happy to not lose the game at least. So those were definitely the two that stand out for me.
When we found out the next morning that you drew 25-all with Grey, we thought to ourselves, that's like a dream ending. They were unbeaten for the season, you were unbeaten for the season, and then you draw against each other. So you both get to keep unbeaten for the season. It's just like, they make movies about this. Clint Eastwood is going to come to South Africa and make a movie about this. You know that, right?
It's like, well, you know, if it happened, who would play you in the movie?
Now, I hate to do this. I'm going to ask George this. Last year, when you guys went up to Grey, we saw some I've never seen scores. I wasn't sure if I was looking at rugby scores or if I was looking at T20 innings. Or
I'm glad you brought this up, Sky.
No, because, they say it started from the bottom, now we're here. You know, last year, under 15 Ds, 226-0. What was the first team score, Derek, last year against?
I can't remember the exact score, but I think it was in the 80s.
No.
To 13 or something.
How do you turn it around like that?
Now, George, how do you guys turn it around like that, where you've been literally whitewashed by a great college and then you come back? Is it hot training? Is it better planning? Like, how was this season different from last season?
So last season was really unfortunate, but this season it was more about us coming together as a team, and it was about any other game we played. Yeah, as just like coach always told us, you know, our success will be determined on how fast we come together as a team, and we move from there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really about looking at games and playing games, and being unbeaten is just a bonus on that. It was about us as people becoming, you know, changing as people. And yeah, that's what it was really about this year. And we can say we really achieved on that.
And I think the other big question everyone wants to know is that, okay, so we've had this Glenwood unbeaten side. With the three of you here, because Umtim is the manager, Conan, Ruan, George, are you all staying with the Sharks?
No, it's unfortunate.
Oh, George, where are you going?
So I'll be going to Province. Yeah.
I beg your pardon? Stormers.
Stormers.
Western Province.
Yes, sir.
Are you from there?
No.
Why would you go to Providence?
Why?
George, what's wrong with you?
So it's just one of those things,
and
I guess.
Ruan, are you staying here?
I'm staying at Glenwood, so
oh, you
I'm having another season.
Oh, okay. So. And Conan?
Yeah, I'll be staying with the Sharks next year, but after my season, I'll be joining the Under-19 Currie Cup. So I'll be running with them for the last few games. They're still playing second round, so I'll be joining them.
Okay, so Sharks, huh?
So.
And manager, what are you going to do? What's on the horizon for you?
No, I'm going to study sports psychology at UJ next year.
Oh, nice. Sports psychology. All right, so as a sports psychologist, do you think Serena's got the headspace to win another Grand Slam?
I don't really follow tennis, but I do know Serena.
That was a great answer.
Derek, can I ask you just one more easy question? Because we're going to turn it up when we come back from, in the next 20 minutes or so. But quickly, DHS.
Swat the fly.
Are they still your biggest game of the season? In terms of the magnitude of the game, I don't care about what happens off the field. Everyone is, you know, I went there this year. It was great atmosphere. But in terms of, is there a gap there? Be honest.
It depends. I guess last year they pipped us, and this year we gave them quite a hiding, so which was quite nice to do. So, honestly, Sky, to tell you the truth, there's no big game for us. There's no one that stands out. Every single game we treat exactly the same. Mm-hmm. We treated Grey like we treated Waterkloof yesterday. So for us, it was just about, like I said, ticking the boxes all the time.
Okay, well, listen, I'm glad you guys are used to winning. I'm glad you guys are used to facing insurmountable challenges and overcoming them, because coming up, you guys go into the hot seat. We've seen grown men cry. We've seen, professional sports people run from the studio, pulling their hair out. So I'm just saying, you guys are going to need to man up, because you guys are in the hot seat. And Kerry Miller has asked half of these questions. So bring your A game. Hot seat, Glenwood Boys High, coming up. Also, way impressed with how well you guys start. Yep, the Unbeatables, the Glenwood Boys High School first team are with us, with their coach. They're about to go into the hot seat. Kerry Miller, please tell them what's about to happen.
All right, guys, are you ready? So what happens here is that coach is going to be leading it, but each of you will get a chance to answer one of these questions. Each of you, there's no saying no. If you don't want to answer the question, you get one. What does rugby have? Red card?
Sinbin.
Sinbin. You have one Sinbin. So you can call Sinbin one time, which means you don't have to answer the question and you go on. But you only get one of those.
That means you have to answer every single question after.
Yeah, so the one Sinbin is for the whole team, not just individually. If anyone uses a Sinbin, that means you have to answer all the questions after that.
So we'll start with something really easy so you guys will see what's happening. Coach, are you ready?
Yes.
He's so cute, I'm dying. Coach, if you had to have a loss, because you've got two unbeaten teams this season, if you had to have a loss between Rovers and Glenwood, who would you choose to have not have the unbeaten side?
Yo, this is the easiest question, by the way.
Rovers.
Is that because the Glenwood boys are here? If Rovers were here right now, if Gav Scott was next to you...
You didn't ask me to explain it. I just had to answer.
He's quite right. He's quite right.
Okay, explain.
That was question
next question.
One.
Explain.
I think because I've been with Rovers for 4 years now. So we've had one or two losses. That's been hard for them. These guys are still learning it.
Oh, okay.
Excellent answer. All right. What would make Sky Shabalala... What would Sky have to do to make first team Rovers?
Well, firstly, he's got to come to the club, Darren.
Fair
I think enough. That's
a no-brainer.
He did run away last year.
Mm-hmm,
so
he did.
And first, he's got to improve his conditioning and handling, without doubt.
Does Sky have handling issues, eh?
Definitely. You
can
ask him about that.
How many tries did I score for you last year?
Probably one and butchered about 10. So
he told us he scored 11.
I scored like come on, how many tries did I score?
Okay, that was enough. Second team.
He's not clear about that when he arrives on the Monday morning. Hey, guys, I scored 3 tries this weekend.
Okay, boys, this is for you. Gentlemen, what is Coach's weirdest pre-game ritual? Does he make you guys do anything a little bit bizarre? Something that maybe you don't want to tell Mama about?
Minion socks, man.
Minion socks? Yes, man. What does he wear, minion socks, before every game?
Before every game.
The same socks?
Same socks.
What if you have 3 games in a row?
No. Then I don't know what happens.
No.
Yeah, coach, right, what do you do with those socks? Are they washed? Are they laundered?
I've got about 2 or 3 pairs of the same socks.
Okay.
Ruan, I'm going to ask you this one. Can you do your best Coach Derek impression when he's angry? At halftime, you're done this season. Like, your best impression. Give us all the cheers.
Yeah, it's difficult, but like...
Don't swear.
He's like,
guys, you're literally killing me. What is going on?
And then he picks the individual and then he like makes an example of him. And like, usually it was Latuli.
Yeah, Latuli, where are you?
Okay, coach, back to you. Which of these guys standing in front of you, the players, Ruan, George and Conan, which of the three of them do you like the most?
I guess I would have to be Conan because he's the leading try scorer in the country, 21 tries, so I'll go with him quickly.
Oh, amazing.
No, you misread the question here.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say, out of Conan, Ruan and George, which of these boys' moms do you like the most? Like, who's got the sexiest mom?
Honestly, I couldn't answer that. I wouldn't know.
If you had to guess, just based on
By looking at them.
And
I'd have to go with Conan probably again. His fashion sense is quite
good. Conan,
how
does it make you feel knowing that coach just got in for your mom?
No, I just feel like that's more for me so that I can play every game and so on. It doesn't take me off because obviously there's something about my mom that he likes. So, yeah.
All right, coach. Have you ever put somebody in the team just so that you know, mom would drop them off?
Or sister?
No. I've only put Sky in the team at Rovers.
That's true.
Or something like that.
Because I'm lucky.
Okay. For Kerry, yeah.
I'm
gonna ask George this one. If you had to listen to only one song on repeat for the rest of your life, what song would it be? One song, rest of your life.
Doesn't matter if it's cheesy. First that comes to mind. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Any song? What's your favorite song at the moment?
Fight song.
Yes.
Rachel Platten. Cool. The last question. Sing it.
Sing it.
The boys can join you.
Yeah, the boys can join you.
I'll take the sin bin.
Oh! All right, very well done. Thank you, Glenwood. Well, again, you are unbeaten.
I know. Wow, what good times for the Sinbin.
And perfect Sinbin.
Yeah.
Glenwood boys, congratulations, man. You guys are epic. You are an inspiration to all kids on the East Coast. Coach, you're doing an amazing job. And don't drop the ball by putting Sky back in Rovers, okay?
No, never.
Don't. You don't mean to say that, mate.